We'll read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of St. John, the 10th chapter. Tenth chapter of the book of St. John. Now I'm going to read, if I can find it right fast, I'm going to read one verse before we read that. May read two or three verses. It's in the book of St. Luke. You can read it later. It's in the 13th chapter. Says, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know ye not whence you are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. St. John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he called his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when he put it forth, his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, good bit of reading. Be honest with you, I don't know what we're going to do. If we do anything, I'm sort of twixt in between, seems like, on some things. But the Bible says here in the 10th chapter, the Lord spake unto them, and he talked about a good shepherd. And he said, I am the good shepherd. And he said, my sheep know my voice. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's pretty plain to me. That if we're his sheep, then we know his voice. He says, I know my sheep. And he said, and am known of mine. We know him. Matter of fact, folks, there ain't no way. The Bible says here, and that's what he's talking about, that he was the good shepherd. And he laid down his life for the sheep. But he talks about something. I ain't going to preach on that, I don't think. But there's a world full of people today, brethren, that needs to hear the good shepherd. They need to hear the voice of the good shepherd. They really do. There's some things. You might say, why, preacher, they going to be all right. Folks are not all right living in sin. Can't be. There's a reason that he come, brethren, and gave his life. Bible says that he done it and took our sin and nailed it to the cross. Glory. That ain't all. I want to preach on tonight the door. The door to the sheepfold. You say, preacher, I can't make it through the door. Thank God Jesus said, I am the door of the sheepfold tonight. You don't have to worry about the door. Brethren, but you must go in at the door. Is that not what he said? In at the door. There's a, You won't make it tonight. These people climbing up every which way in this world. And brethren, he said, they're just like a thief. Ain't gonna make it. He said, they're thief and they're robbers. He said, if any man climb up any other way. Is that not what he said? Folks, I want you to know that he's the door. Thank God, and the door is open today. As many as will come. I thought about, Leroy made mention there, and I've heard today on the radio, I don't listen a lot of news and things like that, but I've got a ear full of it today, and they talking about how many coming in and coming across. You know why they're coming across? There's a door open. There's a door. Somebody, my friend, opened the door and allowed it. And those, my friend, you know why they're coming? Brethren, we have it better than they do. But the door's open. There's a lot of things that's happened at the door. They have. I am the door of the sheepfold. That's what he said. He said, I am the door. That ain't all. He said, I am the good shepherd. Brethren, that ain't all. He says, I am the bread of life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Folks, he's the door tonight. The door. A lot of folks can't find the door. They're blind. Preacher, I wouldn't talk like that. They're blind. You get to talking to them about this way, my friend, they have no clue. They're clueless. And they can't see a door. I'm going to tell you, they never will until God convicts them today. They're going to have to come under conviction. Yes, they are. He's talking, I can prove it to you. He's talking, brethren, to the children of Israel. He says, I am the door of the sheepfold. Yes, sir. Did he not say? He said, I have sheep of another fold that I must bring. Thank God he opened the door to the Gentile race of people. Folks, and that door's open. It ain't hard to get in. Bible says that when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, they had went 3 days' journey. 3 days' journey, and they complained. They told Moses in Moses' ear, said, would to God we was back down in Egypt where the cucumbers, huh? The melons, huh? They didn't see all that hard work and all that taskmasters that was over them. Brethren, all they could see is that they was better off. You brought us out here and said, we gonna die. 3 days. Now I'm going to tell you something. God promised them Canaan. And the truth of it is they was right in the edge. right in the age. All they had to do was cross over Jordan, my friend. But they did not. They did not because of unbelief. Now, we can slice it about any which way we want to, but folks, that's the same reason people ain't making it today. Because of unbelief. They don't believe God can. They don't believe God's able. They don't even believe in God. If they did, their actions would be different. You might think I'm crazy. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, there's a lot of everyday Christians, my friends, so-called, and a lot of active church members, so-called, my friend, that needs to be born again. Glory! Preacher, you ought not to preach stuff like that. Folks, it's an absolute truth today. They sit among us, but they ain't one of us. Yes, sir. I'm just going to say it, my friend. Have they been one of us? Brother, they have no doubt continued with us. But they have not. They have not. They have not contended. Folks, it's open door. It's open door. There's no reason. There's no reason, my friend, for people to come up through the house of God, my friend, that knows anything about God and the Spirit of God. There's no reason, brother, for them not to have a part. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I can't explain it all. I really can't. But folks, I want you to know there's a time in a lot of folks' life that door is closed. Preacher, I don't know about that. Well, I'm just going to preach it anyway, whether you believe it or not. You can differ with me. He says, when the goodman of the house rose up, brethren, and shut to the door. Brethren, there's a door of opportunity. Folks, and I'm afraid it's about to close on some people. Don't preach it, preacher. Why not? Why not? I've thought a lot of times, it's been several years ago. There's some folks come to the altar, is in a revival meeting, not here, another place. There's people all around the altar. There's this elder gentleman got about right there, and I went down and began to pray. I didn't know no situation whatsoever. But when I finished, this elder gentleman was still praying. And you know what he is praying? He is praying that God would deal with him. That's what he's praying, Robert. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't say, my friend, whether God would never touch him again or not, but according to his prayer, God wasn't dealing with him. And he wanted the Lord to deal with him. Can I tell you something? Sometimes, folks, There's a line drawn. Sometimes it takes a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Folks, it doesn't matter who we are. Brethren, that's what it takes. And God said He would not turn them away. That's what He said. Trying. The man might have been trying to get saved. I don't know. Do you know what? You can try and not make it. It takes the Lord drawing, does it not? And it takes that broken heart and that contrite spirit in an individual tonight. You can't be saved for somebody else. You can't do it. Robert, he ain't gonna ask you about Felicia. Robert, he's gonna ask you about Robert. Thank God, and he's going to see the blood. Woo! That's the answer tonight. Preacher, we ain't got no lost here. Well, it don't matter. That's what I'm preaching. That's what I'm going to give you. Brethren, I don't know. I wasn't there. Brethren, but I can't help but to believe that the world that then was heard when God shut to the door. Brethren, I believe they heard it. Brethren, the whole land over. I don't know. Got no scripture on it, but it had to be an awful sound. If you wasn't in the ark. Huh? Wasn't but eight of them in there. Was it? Eight human beings. Eight souls. Noah being the eighth soul that entered into the ark. And that door. I'm afraid it's louder than that, don't you? Can I tell you something? Folks, I don't know. I really don't, but I'll tell you, it makes me tremble to think that somebody, my friend, would allow the door of opportunity to shut in their life. Wouldn't it be sad? Preacher, you don't need to be talking about things like that. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I don't care what I've heard, all kinds of things. But I've wondered many a time, my friend, if they wouldn't people come up to that door. Knock. Knock, beat. Just done all they could. You know why? Because it's raining. That ain't all. The fountains of the deep had been broken up and the waters was coming up. I believe just like Noah had preached unto them for 100 years, they wouldn't believe him. But brethren, the rain come, did it not? These people in this world, my friend, and can I say this and you not get mad at me? Well, it doesn't really matter what you do or not, but my friend, we all got family members. Family members, my friend, that are so unconcerned. They say they've been there. Brethren, where's the evidence? You can dislike me all you want to. It ain't going to change. Brethren, the door's open. He says, I am the door of the sheepfold. If any man comes in to the sheepfold, he'll come through the door, folks, or he'll never make it tonight. I can't believe it. Can you? I can't believe it. Brethren, folks raised up in church, folks around the church, we brought them. We brought them as long as we could. But one day they decided. You say, preacher, you need to get on to me about mine. Well, why not? Who am I going to get on to? My friend, we've got them. We all got them. I got some wandering around, my friend, trying to figure out where they are, who they are. My friend, and they're trying to figure out what they believe. And they're doing it all outside of the church, my friend. They ain't going to figure much. They ain't going to find much. Brother, they need to get somewhere where there's a little bit of scent of water. Yes, sir. If they've got any root to them, my friend, it'll find it. Won't it? It'll draw. It'll reach out. Don't tell me it won't. Brethren, them old roots will go. And if there's water around somewhere, brethren, they'll just spread. Thank God, and they'll get bigger and stronger and better, my friend. The world won't strengthen you. It will diminish you. Preacher, do you know who you're preaching to? Well, I know where I'm at. Yes, sir. The door was open, Tracy. God told him to put a door in the side of it, didn't he? He left it open. Open. Folks, it wasn't closed. It was wide open. You know why some of them didn't just wander around and wander in that ark? Because you can't wander in this way. You know what you got to do? You got to press. A lot of folks don't like that. You got to press. Huh? Straight is the gate. Straight. S-T-R-A-I-T. I ain't talking about straight line. You read it. You study it. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leadeth to life. What he said. Broad is the way, and wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction. And it didn't say, it didn't stop there. He said, and many, many, my friend, go in thereat. Many. Wide gate. Preacher, I wish some of my family, my friend, was a little bit more concerned. Well, I got news for you. And I'm just going to be as honest as I know how to be. You can't pour it down them.
No, you can't.
I wish you could. I do.
Yeah.
I wish you could string some of them up, my friend, long enough just they'd listen. They'd listen, Robert. And they'd let some of that goodness soak in. Now, don't get me wrong. You say, I've heard people's testimonies. I don't understand. I don't understand. My friend, how it is that people, my friend, can wander, just wander away from that seemingly they was established in. That bum puzzles me. It does. Hard to figure out. Hard to understand. Is it not? I had a lady that asked me today. She said, if found out I was a preacher. She was a preacher's wife. Her husband passed away, on and on. And she asked me a question. And when she asked, I just chuckled a little, and she smiled. She says, "How does your wife like being a pastor's wife?" You say, "Preacher, what'd you chuckle for?" Because I give her the answer. I said, "You're going to have to ask her." Glory! Hallelujah! Folks, I know what I got without a doubt. Do you want to know what my wife has? I've seen the evidence.
Yeah.
I live with her. I know her ups and downs, ins and outs. She knows mine.
Yeah.
Huh? Absolutely. She knows my strongs and my weaknesses.
Yeah.
I know her strongs and her weakness. I've been with her long enough. About raised her. Yeah. Yeah. Took me about 50 years, but we may have raised the good one. Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! Preacher, you ought not talk about her like that, my friend. When it comes to her salvation, all I can tell you is what she's told me. She thought she was saved when we was married, but she wouldn't. I knowed she wouldn't. Preacher, how'd you know? Lord showed me she would. You can say what you want to. Yes, sir. There's a little situation there. Yeah, there's a situation there. My mother, my dad, neither one didn't want me, my friend, going with her. Absolutely. I don't know why they never did say. Can I tell you something? Looks are deceiving sometimes. Looks are deceiving. We went together when we was in high school. She's 1 year older than I am. She graduated 1 year before me. She did. We broke up for about 2 years, something like that. I don't know why I'm telling all this, but I'm going to tell it. And I was praying. I was praying. Lord, you give me the woman that you want me to have. I wasn't no preacher. I wasn't even thinking about preaching. It's honest. Furthest thing from my mind. Lord, you give me a woman that'll just stick with me. Huh? That ain't too much to ask for, is it? And I prayed and I prayed and I went to my mother and dad and I said, "I know that y'all got feelings about Kathy and you don't want me dating her and what have you, but I said, I'm not going to do it behind your back. I said, I'm going to start dating her." Didn't even ask her. Didn't even know where she is. Hadn't even seen her. She was working down Carswell somewhere, and I was working in Calhoun. You can believe what you want to. But I can tell you some things. But I, folks, you, this thing don't work on my terms. Do you know that? It works on the Lord's terms. He'll help you. He will. He'll help you. But I told him, I said, "I'm going to start dating her." I didn't know where she was at. Didn't have phones back then. She didn't have phones. Huh? You can believe what you want to. 2 days. 2 days. I rode downtown. There she stood. Huh? Yes, sir. Right there in the Darrisville. She lived in Carsville. Huh? I just drove up there and I asked her for a date. Yes, sir. I don't care to tell you. Now, I ain't getting on to nothing for nothing. Had a cigarette in her mouth about that long. Yeah. Preacher, there ain't no way that God put you and a woman like that together. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. She said, yeah. I said, when? I said, tomorrow night. So we went on our date. Yes, sir. There's some things, my friend, that I didn't like. And she knowed I didn't like it. I didn't tell her. But she knowed it. About a year, year and a half later, we married. Yeah, we married. Come June the 30th this year, be 50 years. Huh? 50 years. I'm going to tell you, Mike, I'll tell you all of it, tell you all I can of it. Brother and I announced my calling to preach. We had one child. I was 21 year old. And I told her, I said, honey, I don't know what you're going to do. I said, I don't know how it's going to be. But I said, I got to do it or die one. I was in bad shape. Bad shape. Sunday school teacher. Part-time choir director. Yes, sir. Lord called me to preach. I'm still talking about a door. You may not think so. But that door of opportunity come for me. And I told her all that, and she looked at me and she said, honey, she said, I love you, but I don't know that I want to be a preacher's wife. Yeah. Yeah. Can I tell you something? You need to think bad of her. This woman that asked me that, my friend, she had something in her mind. She had been a preacher's wife for 47 years. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. She knowed. Yeah. I didn't have to tell her. She knowed. It's different, folks. Shouldn't be, but it is. It's different. It's different on a family. I didn't ask them, my friend, could I be a preacher? That ain't what I asked her either. Just what I said. Lord called me to preach, and the answer I got is I don't know that I can be a preacher's wife. You can ask her. She'll tell you. And I'll tell you something, folks. It ain't been all rosy. It ain't all been up here. They've been some down yonders. Yes, they have. In my life, it's been just like anybody else's life. That's the way I look at it. We've had our ups. We've had our downs. We've had our crosses. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She asked me, my friend, when our son got killed in an accident, she said, why in the world would God allow this? You answer it. Huh? You answer it. You got the answer? I didn't have it. She is broke. I mean broke. There's not a week goes by if they ain't flyers on that grave. Fresh. Not a week. been 16 years ago, 17. I don't put them on there. I can't hardly go by there. I don't go down there and visit. I'll just be honest with you. When I do, it's tough. It's tough. But she sees there's some flowers on that grave every week of the year. Every. You can go down there right now. See how fresh they are. Yes, sir. And her to ask me why would the Lord allow such and expect me to answer it? Huh? I couldn't answer it. I couldn't give her the answer. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. I have found the Lord to be my shepherd. I have. I have found him, my friend, to be my all and all. And the only way I know how to help her in that situation is just to tell her that I loved her and that I'd still be here.
Amen.
And that she's going to have to get the rest from the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I know to tell her. That's all I know to tell her. Huh? Brother, that kind of peace comes from God. I'm going to tell you something. Preacher, didn't it break you up? Why do you think I can't go by there? It ain't because I don't just want to, but I don't like spending that time mourning, weeping over and over and over again. Huh? But I'm going to tell you, he's opened the door. He's opened the door in my life. Yes, sir. And I don't get around a lot of folks. I don't associate folks with a lot of folks. No, just to be honest with you, out of the church and church people, that's about all I know in this world. And I'm satisfied. You hear me? I'm satisfied. But the Lord has given me a door of opportunity. You know what Paul told the Corinthians, I believe it was, he said, you pray that the door of utterance may be opened. Folks, I tell you, I've got one thing that I can do in this world. And by God's help, I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to stay in that doorway of which God has helped me and put me in. And I'm going to preach you what that word says.
Bless him, Lord.
I am.
Bless him, Lord.
And it ain't to do you harm, my friend. I love every one of you, but I'm going to tell you something. Folks, we're in a mess. Our children's in a mess. Our grandchildren's in a mess. And folks, I believe the church has the power, thank God, to do something about it. Don't you? Moses went on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights communing with God, and the people down there are playing. Wouldn't they? Had a great party. Wound up with a calf that got them out of Egypt. Where is this Moses, Aaron? Where is this Moses? Brethren, Aaron didn't know. He hadn't seen him. Huh? You don't think it was sweet, brethren, for Moses to be on the mountain with God? Bible said there's communing. Moses come off that mountain.
Come
You'll find after a while, Moses made a second trip. I thought about the question. I think I told Earl, I said, you ask it in the wrong way. But anyway, that's something else. He went up second time. He communed with God. He got the commandments, but folks, he got something else. He got something else that second time. I'm going to tell you something. I'm in the mode. I just can't help it. I'm in the mode, my friend. If every one of you quits, thank God I'll preach to the wall. Glory! Glory! That's the determination, folks, I've got. It's because I love you tonight. And I'm going to tell you something. I have to commune with my God. I don't know about you, but I have to commune with, I have to talk to Him. That ain't all. I like to hear from Him. Don't you? I like to hear from Him. I do. Moses and the Lord got finished, and Moses asked the Lord a question. He said, Lord, let me see thy glory. Let me see. He communed with Him. Thank God, 40 days, 40 nights. My goodness, he saw enough. He wanted to see the glory of God. Lord didn't tell him no, did he? Didn't tell him no. He said, Moses, he said, I can't show you my glory. No man seen me face to face and lived. That's what he said. But he said, I got a place for you. Huh? Over here in the cleft of the rock. He said, and I'll put you in that cleft and I'm going to put my hand over it. Think about it. And he said, I'll cause my hinder part to pass by. Can you imagine? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Folks, the answer is yes. We can see the glory of God. Yes. Yes. We can live in the glory of God. Why? Because He's the shepherd of the sheep tonight. Yes, sir. We're going to have to be determined not to take no for an answer. You hear me? We may have to hold on. Why, everything around us is falling apart and shook to death, and it looks like there's no remedy. But hold on. That's all I can say. Hold on. Moses saw. Bible says, clear and plain, my friend, when he come off that mountain that the people couldn't look on him. He shone. He shone so much. Now I don't have to go all the way back when I saved, my friend, to see if God was real in my life. I don't have to. I don't have to go no further than just a minute or two ago. Huh? Think about it. Think about it, church. I'm going to tell you something. My friend, don't get too big. Don't get to the place, my friend, that you think you're something when we're nothing tonight. The other Sunday when God blessed us all. Huh? overcome us all, test us all. Glory showed himself to us all, folks. He let us sit right in the midst of his throne of glory. Hallelujah! Think about it. And brethren, it was for a reason and a purpose. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's just like he touched me afresh and new. I ain't got over it. Preacher, I don't know if I can have them kind of experiences. Yes. The answer is yes. Yes. Yes, you can. Preacher, I've done too much wrong. Forget about the wrong. Thank God, let God bless you in the right. He wants to. You think Moses was the perfect man? I'll hush here in a minute. I was getting around to a door. There's some door. Brethren, after he come down off this mountain, he give him a pattern, did he not? To build an ark. To build a tabernacle. Yes, sir. And he built it. And the Bible says, I'll bring my remarks to a close. The Bible says when they built that ark that they went in and they communed. Did they not? With God. Bible says that the cloud come down and it filled that tabernacle. That ain't all, folks. You won't know where the blessings and the glory is. It said every man stood in his tent's door. Glory to God. They want to see the glory of God tonight. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They didn't touch that temple. But thank God, I believe they seen the glory of God that filled that temple. There's more doors than I can preach on. You don't believe it, you look at it. Just get her. Get her. What did he tell Cain? I'm going to tell you what he told him. Preacher, he wasn't on door way back there. Well, let's see. You know what he told Cain? When Cain had slew his brother, he asked him, he said, where's thy brother Abel? He said, am I my brother's keeper? You know the real answer to that is I am my brother's brother. Think about it. He said, Cain, if thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted. Ain't that what he told him? If thou doest well, thou shalt be accepted. I'm going to tell you something. God knowed where Abel was. Abel's blood cried unto God. But he didn't stop there. Kerry, you know what he told him? He said, if thou doest not well, then sin lieth at the door. Is that not right? You don't want to go through that door. Sin lieth at the door. He told him. He told him what was going to come to pass. You know what Cain said? He said, my punishment is too great for me. exactly what he said. You know why he said that? Because he did not well. Sin lied at the door. Did it not? I could preach for a month of Sundays and never get around to all that happens at the door. But I can tell you one thing. He is the door of the sheepfold. Yes, he is. He said he was. I am. I am the door of the sheepfold. That ain't all. I am the good shepherd. Folks, I probably told you more than I've told a lot of folks. A lot of folks ain't never heard me tell much about some of these things. And I don't know why I told them tonight, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a door of my life. It's a door. And God has opened doors. He has. He's opened doors that people said wouldn't open. You believe that? I know it. I know it for a fact. You know what it says in the book of Revelation? He said, I'll shut the door. And he says, no man will open it. No man. He said, I'll open the door. He said, and no man will shut it. He is the door. He is the good shepherd. He said, I stand at the door and knock. Ain't that what he said? Knock at the door. To any man that hears my voice. Now you gotta think about how God works. He says, to any man that hears my voice and openeth up the door. That's the key. That's the key. And openeth up the door. He says, to him I'll come in and sup with him, and he shall sup with me. Huh? That's a promise. Is it not? A promise tonight. So I don't know. I don't know whether you got anything out of the message or not. Thank God I'm glad to be here. I am. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad the Lord sent me this way. Preacher, we ain't got no lost here. You don't know that. I don't determine, and I really don't. I don't pick, my friend, when certain messages has to be preached. Preacher, that lost needs to hear this. Well, maybe across the way. You never know. Thank God the door is open.
Amen.
Man, the man that had two talents or the one talent, you know what he did? The Bible says he hid it. Did he not? You know what that man didn't do when the goodman come back and he required all that he'd give? One had five, said, I've gained five more. One had two, said, I've gained two more, three more. And the one that had one, he said, I've laid it up. I laid it up over yonder in a napkin. Said, here's, this is thou, if thou givest. He said, thou oughtest to have put it, to the users. Huh? Thou oughtest. You know what happened? You know what that was? You really know, my friend? Brethren, he had a door of opportunity and he did not use it. And that door shut. Didn't it? Shut. Said, take it. Take it. Take it from him and give it to him that put his to use. One had the most. I am the door of the sheepfold. I am the good shepherd. You'll never get into this sheepfold without coming through the door. That's a promise. Good to be here. I appreciate you being here. I really do. I appreciate you being here.